This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Private Equity Podcast, and I'm excited today to be joined by Ijaz Alahi, who is a Managing Director at Dresner Partners Investment Banking. We're going to talk about a variety of different subjects today, but before we jump into that, would you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, hi. My name is Ijaz Alahi. I'm a Managing Director at Dresner Partners, which is an independent investment bank headquartered in Chicago. I'm part of the healthcare practice, and along with three other partners, we cover the full spectrum of healthcare, ranging from services and all the way through to life sciences and pharma.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited to chat with you. So my first topic that I want to kind of bridge is, what are you seeing in the private equity space today versus when you started your career years ago? Can you talk about the evolution there a little bit?
Absolutely. So private equity has, of course, there have been a couple of different dynamics going on over the last 20, 30 years. And if you go back 30 plus years and follow the capital flows, you'll see that a lot of capital, whether from private equity or from any other source, was really flowing more into the sort of the bricks and mortar type of concept. So gaining market share through expanding footprints. And at that time, of course, obviously the private equity industry generally was somewhat smaller, much smaller, and funds were not large as they are today. And fast forward to today, what we're seeing is that, of course, the fund size is much, much larger. Obviously, there are funds that are in the billion range that are quite common. And where the capital is now going is not so much into that original concept of expanding market share through an expansion of footprint, but rather into things like AI, healthcare IT generally, part of which is AI, any enabling technologies that facilitate the so-called value-based care idea. And of course, a lot of it was triggered through a series of payment reform initiatives starting in 1997 and even before that, where reimbursement was adjusted downward pretty much for most of healthcare. So what we're seeing really in a nutshell today is that the capital flows have shifted drastically away from that original model into innovation, prevention, basically to check three boxes. One is an improvement in the access to healthcare. Number two, the improvement of clinical outcomes. And number three, the reduction of costs of healthcare.
Well, thank you for your insights on that. That was very, very interesting to hear your thoughts. And you kind of have teed me up for my next question, which is, what are some of the trends that you're seeing in the private equity or debt markets right now?
I think that, in terms of taking PE first, there's a lot of capital out there. I mean, there's so much dry powder out there that the result is that funds are now chasing larger deals and are really focused more on and I speak only basically for healthcare, there's this focus on these much larger platforms. And any deal that we see these days has to basically, it's a much more rigorous process. So again, previously, where a plain vanilla deal would maybe consist of adding, let's say, a physician practice to a larger physician practice platform, it has given way to a much more stringent review of whether these deals, whether they're, you know, small or large, mostly on tending to the large end of the spectrum, really check all of those boxes. So that's one effect. And then, of course, COVID-19 has certainly changed things, and it's laid bare the whole sort of healthcare delivery system. And of course, it's one of the largest public health crises we've ever seen, or probably ever will see. And that has given rise to, again, to a lot of that innovation and adaptation. So while there's, of course, the third element of legislation, you know, what's the government going to do? What's the new administration going to do? So just in terms of, you know, all of those factors combined, I think there are obviously shifts in where the capital is going. And then on the debt side, well, you know, not much to say there. Debt continues to be plentiful and relatively cheap, and we expect it to remain so.
Well, thank you for your insights on that as well. And then my final question for you is, what are some of the pieces of advice you would give to a company who are seeking financing or possibly an exit?
You know, what we see over and over again is that focus is extremely important. So where I think we see the most successful outcomes for exits is when there's a focus on the core business. And sometimes what happens is there's this in a rush to demonstrate the value proposition, we sometimes lose focus on the core business of what we're selling. So I think that that is extremely important. We've discovered over and over again that the market values core business growth and the market position of the company's core business much more than diversification. Now, of course, that's a pretty sweeping pronouncement. That's not always the case, obviously. But I think in many cases, especially in the middle market, lower middle market, that is very much the case. And that would be the first broad piece of advice I would offer. And the second would be just a cleanliness of the financial statements. And I think, you know, again, we've discovered over and over again that especially in healthcare, there's a lot of noise that needs to be corrected before going to market. And I think that also, especially these days where there's very often a cross-border element to the business, I would advise companies to hire competent legal counsel well in advance to address some of those more intricate tax-related and other questions so that all the homework is done. And I think that's what I would say, that those are the two broad pieces of advice I would offer.
Well, thank you so much for that. I'm sure our listeners will take away a great amount from your comments in this whole conversation entirely. So thank you so much for joining me today on the Becker's Private Equity Podcast. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Likewise. Thanks so much.